Hi, my name's Nicole and I'm a fake fan.
Hi,
Hi,
Nicole.
Nicole.
Hi, my name's Calvin, and I am a fake fan as well.
Hi,
Hi, Calvin.
Calvin.
Hi, my name's Tristan, and I'm a fake fan. The only things I've seen in my life is the VeggieTales Cinematic Universe.
Hi,
Tristan.
Tristan.
Yeah, me too. Wow, we should definitely exchange numbers.
I know this great Christian movie called Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh my God.
What a great segue. Today, we watched Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, the third film in the installment.
That's what I just said.
Did you ever actually see the VeggieTales parody of Indiana Jones? They made a whole movie of it.
I literally have never seen, like, I haven't seen VeggieTales until Jacob showed me, like, as an adult. I didn't watch VeggieTales as a kid.
I mean, that makes sense. It's like,
Oh,
I,
y'all,
it's
y'all
not
got
like.
pranked. Y'all got pranked.
What the hell?
For context, that makes sense because Big Idea and that whole VeggieTales thing is definitely much more of like a Protestant American type thing, whereas I don't think Catholics are going to go to their church library and take out the VHS on VeggieTales.
We worship Jesus, not vegetables, okay?
But do Catholic churches have libraries you can check stuff out at?
Catholic churches? I don't know. Do they?
Sometimes depends on the size of the church. I was gonna say it's the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, not Father, Son, Holy Squash, Calvin.
Oh no.
We're gonna get into a fist fight here. But yes, today we watched Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, the third film, and also the final film in the trilogy because we're not gonna count the fourth one. Tristan, tell us about this movie and give us a quick synopsis.
This movie is a lot closer to Raiders of the Lost Ark, in which there's like one single treasure that they're going after, a holy relic. In that one, it's obviously the Ark of the Covenant, and this one, it's the Holy Grail that Jesus the Christ drank out of and had his blood spilled into during the crucifixion. In this one, we get wacky characters like Indie Girl that doesn't scream but is Nazi, and Sean Connery Dad. That I think that pretty much sums this movie up.
that's actually a really solid explanation. Let's go around the room and see who's the fake fan this week. Nicole, are you a fake fan of this movie?
I'm a fake fan. I've only known parts of this from the Lego Indiana Jones game.
I am a fake fan of this as well. I actually read the novelization of it, or at least I think I only got like halfway through, but I got it from the library once a long time ago as a kid. So I read the beginning, and then I've seen that opening sequence a little bit, and then I played the Lego Indiana Jones video game. So I kind of sort of know the story, but again, with the Lego video games, they don't have any voice actors. They're all just like grunting. So it's like you kind of have to assume a lot of stuff. But yeah, Tristan, are you a fake fan?
No, I'm not. I go back to the that one sick day in elementary school where I watched all of these on VHS. It's the best sick day of my life. You don't remember sick days, but I remember that one. I was gonna ask, did you not remember any of the plot after reading that book?
I think that number one, I didn't finish reading the book. And number two, I do remember something about that Golden Cross type thing and him being a kid. But beyond that, that's where I think I just kind of didn't finish the book. But yeah. The funny thing to me is that even though my only full experience of this story before watching the movie was the Lego Indiana Jones video game, oddly enough, this movie is almost like the Lego video game because like the story and the antics of the movie, like that part where like you see that plane crash into the tunnel and then there's like a quiet joke where like the plane passes them on the left and like you see the guy inside the plane looking over at them. Like that is a Lego movie joke, but in the movie, and the whole movie is like that. It's got this weird zany dry humor to it that's really quiet.
Like when they were stuck in the castle and they were like switching around between the rooms, like this secret Nazi room.
That's so. All right, when I saw that in the movie, I was like, my recollection from the video game included that. Like, what the hell? Like this joke about switching between the rooms. Like, comparing this again to the movie last week, The Temple of Doom. it's bizarre how different they are tonally, because Temple of Doom is super dark and it's super centered on like one single geographic location and everything. It's wild that this dark movie then goes into the most light and hysterically funny movie version of the whole trilogy. I'm just kind of amazed by that, honestly.
I think that is why it got lighter, because I think I mentioned last week that Temple of Doom got mixed reviews because it was so dark, and even Steven Spielberg was like, I don't know, man, that was kind of fucked. yeah. And then because of that, they went for a much lighter approach in this one.
A lighter approach, but with a heavier use of Nazis.
Yeah.
Nicole, what did you think about this movie since it was your first time watching it?
I think it was probably my favorite out of the three, because it was a little bit darker, but not as dark as the second one. And I feel like it kind of went back to the first one, where it is Indiana Jones legit just looking for like this grail, and like looking for an item for the museum. Like Temple of Doom just turned into like a mission of like, we gotta help these people because they're dying. But like this felt like very motivated. But then you also had the element of the dad being there, and that's also why he went to Italy and things like that. So it just added an extra element that, I don't know, I really like. I like that. I thought that was, like, fun to see. Like, the opening scene where that's Indiana Jones as a kid and, like, how he kind of got his start. I love, like, background lore like that with any characters, so I really like that part.
It definitely felt closer to the first one in the sense that this is Indiana Jones. He's searching for one item. Although this one is a bit differently motivated, because the first one, the Ark of the Covenant, he was... What was his motivation for getting the Ark of the Covenant? Was that literally just because the government, the U.S. government, was like, you got to get it before the Nazis do?
Yeah, I think it was that. And then there's, you know, just his desire for finding these artifacts and putting them in museums and making sure that it doesn't fall into the Nazi hands, you know, because like they said in this movie, like if they got their hands on the Holy Grail, then that would give potentially the entire Nazi army, Hitler himself, eternal life, so...
Well, I ask that because in this one, he's motivated to save his father in the first place, and he's fairly reluctant to get the Holy Grail along the way. Like, this whole movie is him getting his father, and then at the very end, he is forced to, like, save his father by getting the Holy Grail.
I think that's what it is. It starts out as a mission to save his father, and then his dad's like, oh my gosh, they have all my research. The Nazis have all my research. We have to get it back. We have to stop the Nazis from getting the Holy Grail.
Also, at the beginning, Indiana Jones, like, not... Like, the beginning is full of, you know, like, little, like, things that will help you along the way. So, like, like the thing about... the X doesn't always mark the spot, but like then it did. And then he says archaeology is about facts. Remember he said facts. Mm-hmm. So he was very skeptical about like, and he also said like, don't lean too much into mythology and stuff like that.
This is a guy that a year before saw heads explode when the Ark of the Covenant was opened, and 2 years before saw a shaman rip some dude's heart out. So it's funny how he's suddenly like, I don't believe in magic and mystics.
Personally, like, as a way to synthesize these movies, I kind of think of them as, like, parallel universes of Indiana Jones. Because, like, I just don't know how this character could exist. Like, like I feel like each one you have to kind of take in its own world, in a sense. Particularly because these are, like, mystical adventure movies on a level, so... Like, taking it in that way kind of works logically for me. But otherwise, it's really funny in the way that he talks to his own students.
But then it came full circle because one of the steps to get to the Holy Grail was the leap of faith. And, like, they cut back to Henry, like, his dad, saying, like, you have to, like, oh my God, like, he has to freaking believe. Because, like, he knows that Indiana Jones doesn't believe. But I think at that point when he does, like put his hand on his chest and he was like, oh my God, please don't let my dad die. Like, this is legit. And then he did. And it was like, obviously it was like a rock bridge, but right. I think also that was like a turning point. That was a turning point for him. Mm-hmm.
This is a Christian movie. Just like Sound of Music.
I might have to agree with what you say about the parallel universe thing. Cause this is a world where Jewish religion and mystics are real. Christian religion and mystics are real. And then
If the Christian religion is real, then Jewish religion has to sort of be real too.
Then explain Temple of Doom when the Hindu religion is real. Explain Kingdom of the Crystal Skull when there are aliens. There are aliens in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Spoilers, you guys. The Aztecs worshipped aliens.
We should watch it next week.
I offered. I just spoiled it. I apologize for spoiling it. I didn't think you guys wanted to watch it.
Let's watch it before. We watch it on our own time. Homework. Watch the rest of the trilogy.
I mean, I can find a way to get it. I mean, Family Video is closing. They're probably going to sell their copies, so we got to hurry, I guess.
Wow. Oh, we could go there and buy shit, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could. They're selling everything, so.
Do you want to go, Tristan? Let's all
we
go.
We said in the Poltergeist episode to support your local video stores, and you have all failed us. So I just want to say to all of our fans, fuck you.
This is a no-judgment zone, Tristan. Oh, my God.
You could have bought CBD. You could have done anything.
You could have bought that
sweet, sweet cannabis juice.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Moment of silence for family video.
That's sad. Sorry, I didn't mean to silence it. It's like, that's sad.
Tristan, what are your thoughts watching this movie? Oh, I mean, number one, when was the last time you saw it? And now, what are your thoughts now?
Last summer, I got high with William and watched the entire trilogy, minus Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. So I was kind of in a state where I didn't pay as much attention as I could have. So the last time I think I watched this was probably sometime in college or maybe high school. I remember watching it with my stepsister once. That might have been the last time I like fully invested myself into it. I came into last week Temple of Doom saying that Temple of Doom was my least favorite. So then that would make like my least favorite of the good ones. So that would make Last Crusade my second favorite. And I would definitely switch those now. I think Temple of Doom has more merit than I was giving it, because like I said last week, the only thing I didn't really like was Willy. Everything else I liked. Despite the racism, I'm not a fan of racism. And in this one, I just think, like, I like the hamminess of these movies, but I think this one took it a little too far. I think this movie was a little too goofy. I love the backstory of Indiana Jones. I love the dynamic between him and his father and that whole story. But I don't know. Everything else, I just feel like this one was a little too goofy for me. I don't think it's a bad movie at all. I think it's a good movie, but it's definitely not my favorite of the three.
I would definitely agree that this one was kind of too goofy. And it's for me, it's my least favorite. But, you know, it's not bad. It's just my least favorite of the three. And Temple of Doom is actually my favorite, thinking about it all. But maybe I should probably rewatch Raiders of the Lost Ark, because I haven't seen that in a while. Mm-hmm. But that one was really balanced. Like, I think it hits the notes of, like, wow, this is an action film for kids in a general sense. And it's got a lot of, you know, fun and goofiness to it. But then Temple of Doom I just personally like more, just because I just thought the storyline was like so much more well put together and like, I don't know, just really well motivated. And then this one was just like really goofy and it had a lot of fun to it. But yeah, it's just a little hammy. I mean, that whole thing with the freaking plane crashing into the tunnel and then that shot just like told me that this was just a goofy movie at that point. I was like, all right, I just got to accept that.
Can we watch a Goofy movie next week?
Those are good.
I haven't seen that since like when I was 4 years
those
old.
Those are actually
I haven't
fun.
Seen it in a while.
Yeah.
I like the Extremely Goofy movie too. Nobody likes that one, but I liked that one.
I like it. I like anything I watch.
That's on the list.
Okay, so this was my favorite movie. I actually thought Temple of Doom was like too dark. It was just, after watching that and being like, oh, like, I don't really like that. Also, Willy, like, didn't really like her.
That's true.
And,
oh, my gosh.
Like, Goofy, she
clap
was.
It up for Marion, the best
Marion.
Of the three.
Yeah,
for
yeah
sure.
She's a
best. For sure. She comes back in the fourth one. If that's incentive for you guys, Marion comes
it's
back in
Marion,
Kingdom of the Crystal
like, actually, like, knows how to, like, do things. Like, she holds her own. Like, she doesn't have anything, like, backing her. Like, Willy's just dumb. And then Elsa is just
a Nazi.
Yeah, like
she's
she has
a
Nazi,
Nazi
backing her.
She stood by as the Holocaust happened. Can I just say that Indy had a chance to take a shot at Hitler and didn't do it, so.
But he got his autograph.
He did.
In his Holy Grail book.
In his Holy Grail book.
Well, his dad's Holy Grail
That's
dying.
What I mean with this movie so goofy. Like, we have this whole moment.
That felt, I don't know like why, but pushed. That felt like, that moment felt like Forrest Gump to me. Like, you know how he, like, gets put in, like, all these, like, all these random moments?
Yeah.
That's, like, what it felt like.
The thing for me is, like, there's so many moments that, like, in the past movies, Indiana Jones gets out of things because he's smart, because he knows what's going down. He's book smart and he's like social smart, you know.
Street smart.
Yeah, thank you. He can get out of things. And in this one, I feel like it's slapstick and coincidence that gets him out of things. There's the part in the he shoots him with the ink pen and then a bullet ricochets and kills the guy who's driving the. It's like great. That really feels like that paid off for me.
because when they're in the library. And Indiana Jones is like reading the Roman numerals and stuff, and he's like, all this stuff, you know, all these bits of history is coming together. That's when the movie could have really shined, when the like history/mysticism factoids come together, and you watch like, oh wow, here he's smart. Indiana Jones is smart, and he's able to do these things. He's able to take things on. Like, they stopped doing that after that scene. Like,
but he needed a diary. I think all of it was, like, he really needed his dad's help, and he, like, didn't think he needed to. And then, like, also when they got away in, like, the little motorcycle in the sidecar, and Aunt Jones was like, no, we're not going to Berlin. Like, are you kidding me? We're running from the Nazis, and we're going to go to Berlin. And then they ended up going to Berlin. And I feel like it was, like, Indy taking a step back and, like, not always being right.
Letting Dr. Jones take control.
Yeah.
The Dr. Jones.
Shut up, Junior. Dr. Jones coming through.
Well, you know, we've talked about it being hokey, but how about that character relationship introducing now Dr. Jones Sr.? What do you guys think about that? Because I'm still trying to, like, I don't know how I feel about that character.
I like it. I like it because I feel like if there are two movies, a character like Indiana Jones could get a little bit repetitive with stuff like that. Like, okay, he's smart. Okay, he's going to get out of it. But when you introduce his dad and, like, a little bit of different emotion, it's kind of how I felt when they showed the relationship between him and Short Round in the second one. How it was, like, I just like to see more, like, little glimpses of his true character and stuff like that. Because, I mean, even if you don't watch it, Indiana Jones, like, he always, like, figures it out. He always gets it done. Like, that's his character. But just seeing in the movies, like, those little pieces like that. And then I guess the third one, it was a big piece, but I
think
just
the Short Round character relationship just worked better than this one, though, for me. I don't know. I felt like, wow, like, Indiana Jones has to be caring to this, like, little boy. And, like, they, like, the hug together was, like, so sweet. The hug in this movie between Jones Sr. and Junior, it didn't quite feel the same payoff for that sense, and that's why this one just doesn't rank as high for me.
Oh, I like that. Like, I thought it was just, like, diving deeper into, like, not just, like, 24/7, I'm always right.
I'm always right, and I always get the ladies.
No, you let your lady freaking fall in a hole.
Here's the difference between you and I, Calvin. Your dad loved you.
Whoa! Whoa!
You can cut that.
I am keeping that in.
Don't. He says cut it, cut it.
All of my personal bias aside, I like it because I'll agree with Nicole. I do like seeing that characterization of him, of Indy, and I like seeing how his dad and how Indy was raised influenced how Indy is now. It's kind of like how Short Round is like a sidekick character. You've had like sidekick characters this whole time, and now it's kind of like more of a mentor character stepping in. I don't know if I'd say loose mentor, because he was kind of like the absent father. He was too obsessed with the Holy Grail and that kind of thing. But I think it's interesting to see that as a part of Indy's background and how he got to who he is now.
I will say that line from Jones Sr. where he thinks that Indy has died, where he says, like, I didn't get to say goodbye. I just kind of had 5 minutes with him. Like, that was like a surprisingly powerful line for me. Like, wow, that says a lot about these characters and their relationship that, you know, we finally get to at this point in the movie. But yeah, I see that.
I think the action was the weakest in this one, personally. There were points, I'm thinking about that like final car tank chase, where I was just, I felt myself getting really bored. It reminded me too much of the car chase in Raiders, when he's on horseback going after the truck that has the Ark in it. It was just too similar to me, personally, but I don't know, because I think the action was the strongest in Temple of Doom, and in this one it just felt like action scenes kind of dragged on, and again, it was a lot of slapstick and coincidence and less, like, Indy just being a smart badass.
Yeah, like, when he's getting chased on the motorcycles, mm-hmm. like, that's where Indiana Jones has to use his smarts, like, pick up the flagstick and, like, joust the guy off his bike, and then stick the rest of that staff right into the guy's tires. Like, that's, like, the best that Indiana Jones can do, and that I like that. Well, otherwise, I'm curious about the fourth one. Tristan, do you think we should watch the fourth one?
If we don't together, I'm probably going to. I was looking for how I could find it before we started watching this one, because I'm curious. I haven't seen it since I lived in Iowa, and that was like 12 years ago-ish. I've only seen it one time, but I'm curious to watch it again.
Well, I'm curious to watch it again. Nicole, do you want to
see
the fourth
one? I
don't
really want to watch it, too, just like for like posterity. We just see it the whole round
wrap it up.
Yeah, just wrap the whole thing up, and also, you know, we're fake fans of Indiana Jones. Let's just wrap it up. Let's just make sure we are total fans
of
Indiana Jones.
Like, just because we're fake fans doesn't mean we have to, like, watch it and, like, be fans, you know?
Yeah. It's true. Maltese Falcon.
Oh, my God.
And it's not technically wrapping it up, because Indiana Jones 5 comes out in 2022.
Oh, does it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's interesting, because it's not going to be Spielberg. Yeah. Yeah, because it's going to be James Mangold instead. But I'm cautiously optimistic about this one. I think it'll be good, because again, Harrison Ford likes playing Indiana Jones. He's coming back for it, even though he's like 80 years old. And it'll be interesting. It was already odd in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, because he's already older, and you could tell that he's much older in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. So to come back to this one and him being much older, like another 15 years older, is going to be different. I'm afraid. We'll see. We'll see.
What year was this one?
This one was 1989. And then Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was 08. And then 5 is going to be in 22. So, big gaps. Big gaps.
Good lord. So, what time frame? Is this the 80s now?
Yeah, because Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was 50s. So, yeah, this will probably be like a Reagan era indie.
Whoa.
Interesting. One thing I just...
Vietnam era, Indy.
Indy in the trees.
Indian Nam, holy shit.
Bring
back short round.
give me a Rambo crossover.
Oh my god.
I want to see what happens. So yeah, let's definitely watch the fourth one and be ready for the fifth one. And just to say that, yeah, we saw... Like, we can say at least afterwards, saying like, yeah, we saw the Indiana Jones series, and here's the one that you don't need to see, kind of thing. You know, like, if we're going to say we liked Indiana Jones and we watched it, let's just watch the whole thing and say what we think about it all. I think that about does it for this meeting. Mm-hmm. Tristan, you want to give us our wrap-up?
Yeah. Thanks for joining us in this meeting. Make sure that you don't get cucked by your son. And
that's a thing we didn't talk about.
We didn't talk about it. Yeah, yeah. Harrison Ford and Sean Connery will bone the same person, so that's funny.
The same Nazi.
So, join us for... They didn't eat anything noteworthy in this movie. Join us for, I don't know, sauerkraut, and I don't know, just don't be a Nazi. Thanks for coming to this meeting.